and the familiar tapestry of the western evening stars. Jawa, Shashahan of the Seven Nations, ruler of the Empire of Grass, lord of the Nine Oceans, could not tear his gaze away from the destruction. All day he had watched the great fires burn, and even across the vast distance, the howls of the victors and the cries of their victims had carried through the afternoon. Winds that once carried the sweet scent of flowers or the rich aroma of spices from the market now carried the acrid stench of charred wood and burned flesh. He knew without looking that those behind were bracing for the coming trial, resigned in their hearts that the battle was lost and the race would die. "My lord," said Kaba, his shield-bearer and lifelong companion. Jawa turned to his oldest friend and saw the concern etched faintly around his eyes. Kaba was an unreadable mask to all but Jawa. The Shashahan could read him as a shaman reads a law scroll.
"What is it?"
"The Pantathion is here." Jawa nodded, but he remained motionless. Powerful hands closed in frustration over the hilt of his battle sword, Tual Masok, blood drinker in the ancient tongue. Far more a symbol of office than the crown he had worn only on rare state occasions. He pushed its point down into the soil of his beloved Tabar, the oldest nation on the world of Shila. For 17 years he had fought the invaders as they had driven his hordes back to the heartland of the Empire of Grass. When he had taken the sword of the Shashahan while still a youth, warriors of Sol had passed in review, filling the ancient stone causeway that spanned the Takador Narrows, the channel connecting the Takador Sea and the Kastak Ocean. 100 riders, a century, side by side, rode past. 100 centuries to a Jata, 10,000 warriors. 10 Jata to a host, and 10 host to a horde. At the height of his power, 7 hordes answered Jawa's battle horns, 7 million warriors. Always on the move, their horses grazed the Empire of Grass, while children grew to adulthood, playing and fighting among the ancient wagons and tents of the Saar, stretching from the city of Sibul to the farthest frontier, 10,000 miles distant. It was an empire so vast that teams of horses and riders, never stopping their gallop, would take a full turning of the moon and a half again to ride from the capital to the frontier, twice that from one border to the other. Each season, one horde rested near the capital, while the others moved along the frontiers of the great nation, ensuring the peace by conquering all who refused tribute. Along the shores of the 9 great oceans, 1,000 cities sent food, riches, and slaves to the court of the Shashahan. And once a tenure, the champions of the 7 hordes gathered for the great games at Sibul, ancient capital of the Empire of Grass. Over the span of centuries, the Saar had gathered all of Shila under the Shashahan's banner, all but the most distant nations on the far side of the world. It was Jawa's dream to be the Shashahan who at last realized the dream of his ancestors, to bring the last city into the empire and rule the entire world. 4 great cities had fallen to Jawa's hordes, and another 5 had surrendered without a struggle, leaving fewer than 12 outside the empire. Then the riders of the Pata horde had come to the gates of Arsat, city of priests. Soon disaster followed. Jawa steeled himself against the sounds of agony that carried through the twilight. The cries were of his people as they were led to the feasting pits. From what those few able to escape had said, the captives who were quickly slaughtered were perhaps the fortunate ones, along with those who had fallen in battle. The invaders, it was said, could capture the souls of the dying to keep them as